let's check in with Mike Lowe from WGN TV News here in Chicago.
Hey, Mike.
About this TSA story. But before we get to that, Mike, can I just ask you a question? Yes, you may. Thank you, Roe, for asking.
Is Mike there?
Oh, Mike.
Yes. Right here.
Right here. Thank you, Mike.
There you are.
You were also covering the story of the shooting on the Kennedy early Sunday morning. And that has now been determined to be a murder-suicide as opposed to a drive-by?
You know, I haven't seen the latest update, but that was the speculation as we were out there yesterday. Because it just, the circumstances seemed so odd that the vehicle, the Chevy Tahoe, just came to a complete stop in the middle of traffic there. Obviously 4 a.m., so there probably wasn't much traffic, but just came to a stop in the middle of the lanes. And from our vantage point, we could only see one broken spot in the window where it looked like a bullet probably exited from within. And then we got more and more details and found out that that the gun was found in the car. And it certainly had all the markings of a possible murder-suicide.
And it was and the car was in park, right? I mean, that was the other piece of the story.
Correct.
Is that the guy had stopped, or it was a man driving, stopped on the Kennedy. And this was something that, I mean, we're already very concerned, and there have been way too many incidents so far this year on the expressway system and Lakeshore Drive of people, cars shooting between each other, right? I mean, this
Absolutely.
Is just another extension of the stupid violence that goes on in this city. But this one was one that has a lot of people. Because that is such a, it's one of the heaviest, most busy stretches of highway in America. Actually, from the Ryan at Roosevelt all the way up to like Fullerton is because of the exchanges that go on there. It becomes one of the biggest, actually, I should say to the burn exchange and then up to there.
Well, it's very
it's a
heavily
big,
traveled.
Big deal. Yeah.
And, you know, I can't remember what organization rated it as this, but earlier this year we had a news item about how it was the worst bottleneck in the entire country. So certainly a heavy traffic stretch of highway.
Yeah. So it's crazy. Yes. And again, not the right thing. Okay. So we move on. All right. So now speaking of bottlenecks.
Right.
See what I did there?
Exactly.
Yeah, thank you. Very good. Very good. Anna doesn't think I'm so good at the segues, but
earlier we took a really, really rough turn, but that was good. I'll give you that one.
Thank you very much.
Well, we went from mental illness to like partying on Friday night.
All right.
It was like, what?
Those two are related.
How did
you do that? You do not make me pull out the Casey Kasem dead dog story tape.
Oh, no.
Because that's us even the worst transition of all time.
All right.
Anyway, the point is that we got TSA problems at O'Hare and Midway, but this is a problem, an epidemic around the country. And, I guess my problem is I'd like to know what has happened here. Why all of a sudden are there these longer lines at TSA? I mean, people are not necessarily in this time of year. Yes, spring and summer travel goes up, but we're not quite there yet because school's not out. What is going on?
Well, there are a number of factors, but you are like many, many people we've talked to today at O'Hare Airport, and they all have that same question. Why is this happening now? The answers we've been able to get, there are a couple of factors. Number one, the TSA has instituted, in the wake of the Brussels attacks, some tighter security procedures. And in so doing, they are also they also have stricter screening for their hiring process. So they don't have as many people working. Budget cuts have also led to a drop in the number of screeners available to the nation's airports. So that's one issue. The next is that fewer people, they say, are checking baggage. So that makes the security process go longer when you've got everybody carrying on things and then they've got each piece of luggage has to be screened. And so you've got that as an issue. You say you've noticed that, Anna?
Mike, I've totally noticed that. And I feel like one of the reasons is because the baggage fees they're charging, everyone just says, I'll just bring it on. And if I can't fit it, they'll just check it at the gate. I noticed the lines when you get off a plane now are so long for people who are collecting their baggage, and it didn't used to be.
That's exactly right. You know, and the whole idea of, you know, you get discombobulated in a line. You've got to take off your belt. You've got to take off your shoes. And when you've got people then getting everything screened and then they've got to be wanded and so forth, that takes all to get recombobulated. It takes a fair amount of time. So that's another factor. We've got more people flying because prices are a little bit down now that fuel has gone down. And so people are finding flights that they can take. And so you've got more people trying to get into the airports with fewer screeners. That's another factor. The other thing that, the TSA keeps bringing up is that this pre-check program that they had thought was going to solve many of these problems kind of went over like a lead balloon with the traveling public, because they had expected something on the order of 25 million people to sign up for this. And so far they've only gotten about 7.5 million. So the enrollment in the pre-check process, which would speed this up for people, the enrollment has fallen far short of the expectations.
I'm not sure I buy that argument at O'Hare, at least, because I've traveled quite a bit this year, and I am TSA PreCheck. It's $85 for 5 years, and you got to go through a process and that kind of thing. But the last couple of times I've been to O'Hare, yes, the other lines were extremely long, a couple of hours, it would seem, at best. And then the PreCheck line was like what it used to be, the length you wait for the regular line, because all of us were in line saying, is this the pre-check? Is this the pre-check? I mean, everyone was turning to each other. They couldn't believe even the pre-check line was that slow. And that was at O'Hare.
No, yeah, no question. Anywhere you go right now, you're going to be standing in line for it, what it seems to be an hour minimum. Some people we interviewed today, one gentleman who was trying to fly out to Wisconsin, and he said he got here 2 hours before his flight, and he was in the security line an hour and 45 minutes, and he missed the boarding of his flight. So he was delayed and had to start the process all over again. I'm sure you've seen the stories by now that last night, just on American Airlines alone at O'Hare, 450 people missed their flights.
And they were on the cots, right, overnight? They had to do that?
Right. Yep, the airline brought out the cots because a lot of these people missed the last flight out. And so, I mean, to call this frustrating, I think it's gone beyond that. It's a full-blown fiasco at this point. People are simply outraged about this because there's nothing you can do. You know, you feel like sometimes it's a situation you can control, but once you're in that line, there's nothing you can do. You can't cause a stink. You can't, you can't scream. You can't yell. You can't do anything. You just have to sit there, grin and bear it, and it's absolutely, it's a nightmare.
Another time when I was there recently, people were begging each other in front of them in line, hey, could you help me out? My flight leaves in 15 minutes. Mine leaves in 20. Mine leaves in 10. And everybody was trying to bargain their way to the front of the line, but it turned out so many people were so close to missing their flights that you really couldn't even let others butt in line, you know? It's really crazy.
Yeah. And we talked to Leslie Scott, who's the spokeswoman for American Airlines, and they say the airlines try to do some of that, where they'll pull people up to the front of the line if they can. The other issue here is the airlines are having to weigh the idea of delaying the flights so that passengers can get through, or flying out with a half full flight. Mm-hmm. The problem with delaying a flight for people to get through is if you're leaving from O'Hare, say, at 9 in the morning, that airplane might be going to 9 other places. If you get delayed by 30 minutes or 40 minutes at O'Hare, then everything is thrown asunder for the rest of the day, including people who are trying to make their connecting flights. So this is just a mess.
It is.
Right, right. And the other piece of this too, one of the defense mechanisms that the airlines are using now is full flights. I mean, that is the September 11th hijackers intentionally put themselves on flights that they had researched, they had flown on before. They were sparsely attended flights on long hauls, so they would have a lot of fuel on board and not a lot of passengers that they would have to commandeer. And so that's one of the things that the airlines have noticed. That's why every time you get on a flight, you know, they make the announcement about this is a completely full flight and all of that. They keep the load factors incredibly high. I mean, obviously there's an efficiency there, but it's also they used to position planes differently, and it worked within the economies of the airlines. Now they don't want to do that anymore because they figure that, on especially a domestic airliner, no one's ever going to be able to get away with what the types of tactics that those guys used on September 11th, mm-hmm. right? Because the passengers are just going to stop it because it's
right. So,
defense.
As you hinted at, there's two aspects to this. There's the security aspect to prevent that kind of thing from happening again. And then there's also the economics at work, where it makes more sense for them to load up each plane right. and, you know, make sure that they're not flying halfway across the country with three people on board.
Right. Exactly. So
what about the plan with the dogs? I heard that that's one thing that could help with the lines. I don't entirely understand it, Mike, that they're going to put more of the bomb-sniffing dogs out there at the airport to help.
Yeah, so as far as the solutions to this, there are a couple things the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA are trying to do here. Last week, the Homeland Security Secretary had a news conference in which he announced a couple of things that he authorized to ease this congestion. One of them is more overtime for the screeners who are already working. They're trying to speed up the hiring process so they can get new people in here. They're saying Congress is saying they've authorized money to hire 768 new screeners. And then the third part of this, Anna, is the use of bomb-sniffing dogs so that they can try and speed up some of the process where you're actually in line and they're just taking the dogs through there. Now, how that works as a practical matter, I'm not sure. They say it'll have some effect. But at the end of the day, everybody's still got to go through you know, the metal detectors and put your keys in the plastic bin and so mm-hmm. forth. So I guess it's just one more thing that they can do while you're in line rather than waiting, you know, to have the dogs kind of there as you're going through security in that final step. But right. Yeah, we'll have to see how that actually works or whether or not that speeds up or if it's just mm-hmm. window dressing to say, here's one more thing we're trying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What impact it has, right?
Well, yeah, what's interesting right. is that you also have this idea, there's political argument for a long time that we should do what the Israelis do, right? The Israelis have this incredibly, for a threat matrix that is extraordinary, and they have a very safe aviation system, and they have a safe aviation system because they use this a lot of other techniques for this than we do. You know, there's stop and there's targeted searches of people. You have to get your baggage actually put in the night before, as opposed to, you know, your baggage is generally taken to the airport from a central location, in a city, and all these other things, and the amount of money they spend on it. The problem with that is that the people who are pushing that don't seem to understand that Israel has 75. Oh dear God!
Mike, are you out in the wind somewhere?
Are you okay, Mike? Is everything all right?
Yeah, no, sorry. We're just walking to our location right now, and but I'm listening. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, it's all right. We just want to see you get blown away. It's an anti-M. Anyway, the point is that all right. We're gonna let you go, Mike. You're having a. Thank you very much. Appreciate
Thanks,
your
Mike.
Time,
Great
sir.
Reporting.
All right. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Thank you.
All right. But all of the air traffic that goes through. Mm-hmm. Israel in a year is equivalent to the entire air traffic that goes through Salt Lake City in a year.
Oh, so it's so drastically reduced. It's easier to have a hold on it. Is
sure.
that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You know, one of our texters says maybe they should charge for when you bring your bags in the cabin and not charge when you check them up in the front.
Well, isn't that funny? Because you're seeing more and more of that. They are charging. Some people are charging you for that.
Oh, on the cabin?
Yeah.
When you get to the cabin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yes, right.
Haven't seen that.
Yes.
But I do see a lot more people bringing them in, you know, on the plane than they used to.
Yes. And that apparently is a big issue. But what are you going to do? I mean, people got to, you know, they want to get off the planes. This wasn't a problem 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem
that's
now.
It's so weird. It's just sort of just all of a sudden it's like 3-hour lines.
And this is something they can fix.
You would think so if it was working 6 months ago.
Yeah, Trump will fix this. He's got his own airplane. He's going to take us all wherever it's going to be, which I, you know.
If anyone's interested, though, that TSA.gov is where you go for the pre-check. It's $85 to $100 for 5 years. And you do have to show up for an interview and fill out some stuff online and that kind of thing. But then you get a known traveler ID number, and you whisk through on most occasions. I have found an O'Hare lately. It's been a kind of a pretty long pre-check line, but nowhere near as long as the regular lines.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.